Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear brethren that are in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and later over the radio and also the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, July 27, 2019. This is our lesson 283 from our chapter 62 entitled The Feast at Simon's House Part 2. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. Our opening hymn to our theme of our study is entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to be able to join in the hymn, you may unmute your mic to do so. I'd rather have Jesus than sorrow. I'd rather be and have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than house and soul. I'd rather be less. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain. Oh, his hand is sacred as mine. I'd rather be than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread slave. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungry spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin-dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. If anyone, little ones, mommies or daddies or our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirit. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight with eyes unknown. I pray that you may be with us wherever we go, whatever we do. We pray also that you may be able to help us be strong, be brave, and be courageous. Be with us through this silent day. We pray that you may be able to keep on showing our reverence unto thee. Let us be able to keep on asking thee for help and hope when we have trials that we can't handle on our own. Let us be able to always keep in mind that you are always there to guide us and to lead us on the right path. Let us be able to be unselfish, noble, reverent, and obedient, and faithful, and diligent, and all the character traits that more of thee and less of the world. I pray also that you may protect us from all the temptations that the devil may use against us. I pray that you may even help us if any of us feel sick or under the weather. We pray also that you may be able to be also shielding us from the high heat that's supposed to be afflicting us through this season. Also, we pray that you may be with a brethren who may be traveling or at home or in any place let them be able to be safe and sound. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being in the land you promised us. This is my prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
His name, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 3 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman have an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, her very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head." This summer, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, or even our guests, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled "The Feast at Simon's House" in our study book, Desire Pages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic.
Sound of blessings.
Blessings happen.
Okay, say Mark.
Mark.
14.
14.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
And?
And?
There?
There?
Were?
Were?
Some?
Some?
That?
That?
Had?
Had?
Indignation?
Indignation.
Within?
Within?
Themselves?
Themselves.
And?
And?
Said?
Said?
Why?
Why?
Was?
Was?
This?
This?
Waste?
Waste?
Off?
Off?
The ointment?
The ointment?
Made?
Made.
Mm-hmm. Mark, good job. Mark chapter 14, verse 5. "For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor, and they murmured against her."
Mark, Mommy, yes, we do. I got pray first.
Okay. And you want to read this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark?
Mark.
Chapter 14.
Verse 6.
Okay. And Jesus?
Jesus.
Said?
Said.
Let her?
Let her.
Alone?
Alone.
Why trouble? So why?
Why?
Trouble?
Trouble.
Ye?
He?
Her?
Her.
She had wrought? She?
She?
Had wrought?
Wrought?
A good work on me.
Me.
A good work on me.
A me. A
good.
Good.
Work.
Work.
On.
On.
Me.
Me.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Mark 14:7-9. "For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, ye may do them good, but me, ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the bury. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." Amen.
Shabbat, everyone. Today we will cover pages 558 through 560. We are in Desire of Ages, page 558. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph? May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 558. While this plotting was going on at Jerusalem, Jesus and his friends were invited to Simon's feast. At the table, the Savior sat with Simon, whom he had cured of a loathsome disease, on one side, and Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead, on the other. Martha served the table at the table, but Mary was earnestly listening to every word from the lips of Jesus In his mercy, Jesus had pardoned her of her sins. And continuing on the next slide. He had called forth her beloved brother from the grave, and Mary's heart was filled with gratitude. She had heard Jesus speak of his approaching death, and in her deep love and sorrow, she had longed to show him honor. At great personal sacrifice, she had purchased an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very costly, with which to anoint his body. And I'm going to bubble down and have someone take the next slide, by God's grace.
The Desire of Ages, page 558, continuing. But now many were declaring that he was about to be crowned king. Her grief was turned to joy, and she was eager to be first in honoring her Lord. Breaking her a box of ointment, she poured its contents upon the head and feet of Jesus. Then, as she knelt weeping, moistening them with her tears, she wiped his feet with her long flowing hair. Desire of Ages, page 558, paragraph 4.
Amen. Question, dear family, boys and girls, who were the two men that sat with Jesus at the table during the feast in Simon's house? Also, what led up to Mary's heart being filled with gratitude, and what did she long to do for him? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, at the table, the Savior sat with Simon, whom he had cured of a loathsome disease, on one side, and Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead, on the other. And she had heard Jesus speak of his approaching death. In her deep love and sorrow, she longed to show him honor.
Amen. And how did Mary choose to show her deep love and sorrow that she had longed to show Jesus? And what other act of love did she demonstrate after she poured the ointment on him? If you know the answer, dear one, may you unmute your mic.
Hey,
The answer is, at a great personal sacrifice, she had purchased an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very costly, to anoint his body. Breaking her box of ointment, she poured its contents upon the head and feet. And then as she knelt weeping, moistened them with her tears, she wiped his feet with her long flowing hair.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear one. This one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, 6-9. And this is going to be singed without the music. This is taken from King James Version. See ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call upon him. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man is not. See ye the Lord, why he may be found. Call upon him, call upon him, why he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts that are your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For is the heaven higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my trust than your trust. Amen. We are in Desire of Ages, page 559. If anyone of the dear family would like to check the paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
I have a blessing to everyone. Desire of Ages, page 559. She had sought to avoid observation in her movements. Might have passed unnoticed, but the ointment filled the room with its fragrance and published her act to all present. Judas looked upon this act with great displeasure. Instead of waiting to hear what Christ would say of the matter, he began to whisper his complaints to those near him, throwing reproach upon Christ for suffering such waste. Craftily, he made suggestions that would be likely to cause... I can't see the last word.
Disaffection.
Thank you.
Our age is 559.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Vic. Question, dear family, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Who and how did he react when the ointment filled the room with its fragrance and published her act to all present? Also, did he wait to hear what Christ would say of the matter, and why not? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is Judas looked upon this act with great displeasure, and he began to whisper his complaints to those near him, throwing reproach upon Christ for suffering such waste. Craftily, he made suggestions that would be likely to cause disaffection.
Desire of Ages, page 559. Judas was treasurer for the disciples, and from their little store he had secretly drawn for his own use, thus narrowing down the resources to a meager pittance. He was eager to put into the bag all that he could obtain. The treasure in the bag was often drawn upon to relieve the poor, and when something that Judas did not think essential was bought, he would say, "Why is this waste? Why was not the cause of this put into the bag that I carry for the poor?" Now the act of Mary was in such marked contrast to his selfishness that he was put to shame, and according to his custom, he sought to assign a worthy motive for his objection to her gift.
Continuing, turning to the disciples, he asked, "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had a bag and bear that was put therein. Judas had no heart for the poor. Had Mary's ointment been sold, the priesthood's fallen into his possession, the poor would have received no benefit.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, dear family. Why was now the act of marrying Judas in such a contract to him? And what did he ask turning to the disciples about her act and why? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is his selfishness, that he was put to shame. And according to his customs, he sought to assign a worthy motive for his objection to her gift. And why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief.
Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18 through 19 from the King James Version. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this scripture song was taken from the CD, Desire of Ages, Memory Verses, Track 1. And let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 559.
Okay, and continuing the reading. Judas had an high opinion of his own executive ability. As a financier, he thought himself greatly superior to his fellow disciples, and he had led them to regard him in the same light. He had gained their confidence and had a strong influence over them. He had professed sympathy for the poor, his professed sympathy for the poor deceived them, and his artful insinuation caused them to look distrustfully upon Mary's devotion. The murmur passed round the table. To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Desire of Ages, page 559, paragraph 3.
Amen. Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, how had Judas led his fellow disciple to regard him in the same light he saw himself? Also, how did he deceive them, and what did that cause them to do with Mary's act? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is he had gained their confidence and had a strong influence over them, and his professed sympathy for the poor and his artful insinuation caused them to look distrustfully upon Mary's devotion. The Desire of Ages, page 560. Mary heard the words of criticism. Her heart trembled within her. She feared that her sister would reproach her for extravagance. The master, too, might think her improvident. Without apology or excuse, she was about to shrink away, when the voice of her Lord was heard. Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? He saw that she was embarrassed and distressed. Next slide, please. Continuing, he knew that in this act of service she had expressed her gratitude for the forgiveness of her sins, and he brought relief to her mind. Lifting his voice above the murmur of criticism, he said, "She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Desire of Ages, page 560, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mummies and daddies, and also our guests. Dear family, what did Mary do when she heard the words of criticism? And what was she about to do when the voice of her Lord was heard? Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? Also, what did Jesus say to them all after his statement? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, her heart trembled within her, fearing that her sister would reproach her for extravagance. The master, too, might think her improvident. Without apology or excuse, she was about to shrink away when the voice of her Lord was heard, and he said, "She hath wrought a good work on me. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying."
Amen. Praise to God. Thank you, dear sister. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 143, verses 9 to 11, from the King James Version margin. And this scripture song was taken also from Desire of Ages Memory Verses in the volume 2 track. Let us continue, dear ones. This is the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the area where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close to the story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. See if I can find it here. There we go. It's story time for July 27th of 2019. And the title of our story today is Walking in the Light Brings Courage. For you were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walking as children of light. Ephesians 5:8. That's the King James Version. And at the end, I'm going to give that to you in a different version. Walking in the light. To walk in the light means to resolve or decide to exercise thought, to exert willpower. That means you decide to do it in an earnest endeavor or effort to present, to represent Christ in sweetness of character. It means you put away It means to put away all gloom. Don't be discouraged. You are not to rest satisfied simply by saying, "I am a child of God." See, that's what the Jews did. Are you beholding or looking at or thinking about Jesus, and by beholding, becoming changed into his likeness, we become like what we look at. And if we watch TV, we become foolish like the actors. To walk in the light means advancement. That means you're moving forward. And progress in spiritual attainments or growth. Paul declared, not as though I had already attained or had a character that God accepts, either was already perfect, but forgetting those things which are behind. That means you don't spend time thinking about all the bad things that you've done. Constantly beholding the pattern, that is, looking at Jesus. I reach forth unto those things which are before. What is before you? It's eternal life. To walk in the light means to walk uprightly. Be a Christian. To walk in the way of the Lord. To walk by faith. To walk in the Spirit. To walk in the truth. To walk in love. To walk in the newness of life. It is perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That means becoming like Jesus. How do you know what he's like? You read about him in the Gospel of John. What a terrible thing it is to darken the pathway of those of others by bringing shadow and gloom upon others, upon ourselves. Did you know that if you are discouraged, you make others sad, especially Jesus? Let each one take heed to himself. That means make sure you obey God's will. Charge not upon others your defections of character. That means don't blame the other person for your problems. Talk light. Walk in the light. What is light? It is God's truth. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Gather to your souls the courage that can come only from the light of the world, and that's Jesus. When the light of heaven shines upon the human agent, that's each person, his countenance or his face will express the joy of the Lord within. It is the absence of Christ from the soul that makes people sad or of doubtful or unbelieving mind. It is the want of Christ or the lack of Christ in our hearts that makes the countenance or our faces sad. And the life is a pilgrimage of sighs. A pilgrimage is like a trip. And to sigh is like, oh my, aren't we there yet? You ever heard that? Rejoicing is the very keynote or the main subject or thought of the Word of God for all who receive him. Why? Because they have the light of life. Light brings gladness and joy, and that joy is expressed in the life and the character. Sons and Daughters of God, page 200. And here is the first verse in a different version. Once you lived in the dark, but now the Lord has filled you with light. Live as children who have light. That was Ephesians 5:8 from, I think it's a version called God's Word. Thank you for listening, and I will turn this back to Rose.
Amen. So next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, The Feast at Simon's House, part two. Please have your questions prepared and sent before Thursday of this upcoming Sabbath. Any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer. May you unmute your mic.
Shall we bow our heads? Loving Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning's story, for the whole program. And we ask that you will help us to remember that we are your representatives and that we must be happy because you make us happy by obedience. Be with us through the rest of our Sabbath morning. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you,
dear
Brother Dick. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, my last words, that will be August 3rd, 2019. Yes, the year is flying by. We will do part two review of chapter 62, entitled The Feast at... I put parte, which is supposed to be the Spanish one, so I apologize, part two. I hope and pray that everyone were blessed by the story, and may you continue the dialogue. Please sit with the children that they may be able to have the opportunity to share their thoughts and whatever it is that they would like to share with their remnant people. Next Sabbath, by God's grace. How blessed and peaceful Sabbath, everyone.